Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Daily Hope. Today we are in Revelation chapter 14, and I'm really excited to get into some of these scriptures. Today we're actually going to start with verse 6. We're going to skip the first five verses because there's some things in verse 6 and beyond that I want to talk about. We have to be ready for the coming of Jesus. Again, three things that we are looking at as we are going through Revelation. Number one is that if you love Jesus, then you're going to do his commandments. Number two is Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back, guys. Number three is that the judgment of God is very, very real. We're going to see a little more of all of those things today in today's episode. So before we get started, please make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. You like this video just so we can get the word out so more people can get a daily dose of hope. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you will speak to us today through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 starts with this. Look at that. Sorry about that. Submit to the Lord. Amen. Let's try this one again. All right, here we go. So then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth. So the people on the earth, crazy things are happening on the earth. And remember what we've been reading is that people are not repenting. But now there's an angel that's going to the earth and it's gonna have the everlasting gospel. What is the everlasting gospel? The everlasting gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. The everlasting gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. So the new covenant, the crucifixion, the resurrection, all of that, that's part of the good news. Amen. So this angel, he said, this angel has the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. There we go. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. The hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. This is really good. See, God is unchanging. God is unchanging. And so this message that the angel has, it's not a different message. It's not, how do I say it? This is not a message that is new. No, if anything, Proverbs says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so what does that mean? When Proverbs says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, what that means is that before you make any decision, before you go down any road, before you go down any path, whether in your thoughts or in your heart, before you do anything, recognize that the fear of the Lord means not that you're afraid of God, but that God is not only loving, but he is just. And justice comes. Justice will come. And justice came right there. So when we say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we're saying that before we make any decision, we have to recognize that God is true. We have to recognize that his commandments are true. We have to recognize that that the wages of sin is death. We have to recognize that. We have to recognize that there's weights and there's sins that will easily ensnare us if we're not focused on Jesus running the race. we have to be wise in knowing that, you know, I can't just date whoever I want. I can't just marry whoever I want, because God has specific guidelines, specific parameters on not only sex, but relationships as far as fellowship goes. Whereas, you know, do not be unequally yoked with certain people, certain people who have different beliefs, have, you know, their heart is somewhere else. So the fear of the Lord, knowing that his word is true, that's a good way to look at it. Before you make any decision, know that the word of God is true. And so every decision you make, let the Bible be like that soundboard where you're like, if before I make this decision, what does God have to say about it? And that is a good, everyone say good. That is a good fear of the Lord. Why? Because in the presence of God, in the obedience towards Jesus, there is safety. Amen? There's safety there. So this message that the angel brings starts with this: fear God and give glory to him. Fear God and give glory to him. It's not be afraid of God, but this fear of God is way more akin to a reverence. Let me give you an example. My mom had expectations for me all throughout my schooling. She had an expectation that I would get good grades. And if I found out that I got a C in a class, I had a fear of my mom, because I knew that either I wasn't going to get to play outside, which back then we played outside. So either I wouldn't be able to go play outside, or she would take away my Nintendo 64, or she wouldn't let me watch wrestling. There's these punishments that would happen for me not obeying her wishes, for not being pleasing to my mother, right? So I remember when my mom, you know, she would be upset if I got a C in a class. Oops, sorry. So that was my mom. So I remember when if I'd get a C, I'd be afraid. I was like, oh my gosh, my mom, like she's gonna take away my games. She's not letting me go outside. I'm not gonna be able to watch wrestling anymore. That was a fear. But how many of you guys know that is a good fear to have? That is a very good fear to have. Amen. And here's the thing. If I got a C in the class, my mind went to those things that she would do. But listen to me. If I got a C in the class, I wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, my mom is not going to love me anymore. I never, ever had a question my mom's love for me. Never. I that was set in stone. That was set in my heart. I know my mother loves me. But it doesn't mean that she's always happy with me, right? It's very similar to the fear of the Lord, where God is a loving, loving, loving Father. And so a healthy fear of the Lord doesn't say, oh my gosh, God doesn't love me anymore. A healthy fear of the Lord says, oh my gosh, I made bad decisions, and like a good father, I need to be pruned. I need to be, you know, the Bible says that the Lord corrects those that he loves. So this right here, what we're seeing right here, what this angel is preaching, is not something new. It is, what is it? The everlasting gospel, which means it's the gospel that's been preached from the beginning of time. Listen, this good news, you can see it prophetically in the Old Testament, prophesying of Jesus, prophesying of a time through it. People like Isaiah, people like Jeremiah, people like Ezekiel. Prophecies speaking of a time when God will pour out his spirit and we would have this Savior. But the message has always been the same. Fear God and give glory to him. So my point is that when these things are taking place, it's not like God is saying, okay, what else can I say? What new thing can I do to convince these people to follow me? What do I need to preach or say that's going to get, you know, I'm going to do something different and that's going to cause them to believe? No, that's not. God already poured out his love for us. He already poured out his fullness through Jesus Christ, his son, our savior, our Lord. In Jesus, we already have the fullness of God. So listen to me. There's nothing more. Jesus is the message. Jesus is the message. And if you don't believe in Jesus, then listen to me. Then you won't be with Jesus forever. So it's not like God is... So during this time, God isn't giving something extra, saying something more, or doing something more to get people into the kingdom. No, it's the same message. So fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Babylon is fallen. Babylon here is a picture of the world, where like the world is falling. It's falling, and the great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength. Into the cup of his indignation. Notice, it's not up to God. Listen to me. It's not up to God. It's not up to God. It's not up to God. Right here, the angel in verse 9, the angel says, if anyone, what does that mean? It is our decision during this time and today. It is our decision now. Who are we going to worship? Are we going to worship the world and what the world and the pleasures of the world? Or are we going to worship the Lord, knowing that we have a heavenly inheritance where we will be in his presence eternally? So, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be, right here guys, fear the Lord, right here. Remember, whose decision was this? The people's decision. It is the people's decision to choose who they will worship. And so who they will worship will result in two results, right? And this is one of the results. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And then verse 11, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. So, some crazy things happening here in Revelation. But we see two very distinct things here. Two very distinct things. We see those who worship the beast, who take the mark of the beast. Those who, I'll say it this way, those who stay faithful to the world and not to Jesus. Now, whether it's through threats, through violence, through poverty, through famine, I don't know. But the world, the devil, is going to do everything that he can to keep you in his kingdom that is falling. And it's up to you, it's up to us to stay faithful in our worship to the one true and living God. And so listen to me, church. Here's a message for today. Do not give up your worship to those things that are falling. Do not give up your worship to those things that are falling. This world is falling. The popularity, social media, streaming, you know, you guys know, all of these things, they are going to come to an end. They're going to fall. And if that's what that and that's what you're having fellowship with, relationship with, right? Like I said, a couple of Daily Hopes where, you know, sometimes we have a better relationship with Netflix than we do Jesus, right? Those things are falling. So don't give your heart to the things of the world, but let the Lord hold on to your heart and stay faithful to Him till the end. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Let this be an encouraging word, Father, knowing that in the scope of eternity, these revelation is but a few moments in the scope of eternity, Lord. So help us, encourage us, give us that eternal perspective, God, so that we would stay faithful to our first love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Daily Hope. Tomorrow we are in Revelation chapter 15. I think it might be 15 and 16, but tune in tomorrow. And before I let you go, please make sure you like the video. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you can get some notifications on when these get posted. And I want to remind you that people are our heart. Generosity is our opportunity. Excellence is our spirit. Smiling is our favorite. And Jesus is our Lord. We'll see you tomorrow.